This episode is brought to you by The Hartford, a leading provider of employee benefits and income protection products that is dedicated to standing behind U.S. workers to help them pursue their goals and get through tough times. For more information about The Hartford, visit thehartford.com/employee benefits. We've also got a link in our show notes. I'm Nora McInerney, and it's going to be okay. This podcast is a group project where we try to put okay, we try to bring a little okay to your day, and we also like to take your okay and put it in someone else's day, like this email from a listener named Susan. I knew from a very young age that I was not going to be a mother when I grew up. Dolls really didn't interest me, and I didn't feel that nurturing vibe that most young girls start to tap into when they babysit as teenagers. Babysitting for me was all about seeing what kind of snacks people kept in their cabinets. This is how I discovered one of the great loves of my life, brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tarts. Anyway, I'm sharing this because to my great surprise, well beyond my child-rearing years, I've recently caught the stirrings of the mommy gene. It hits me at about 4 a.m. every morning when my six-month-old kitten, Teeny, decides to rouse me from slumber with the following ritual. She begins by sidling up my left hip and ever so nimbly leaping onto the 8 square inches of belly that contains virtually all of my internal organs. This would terrify me, being in a deep slumber as I am, but because she only weighs 4 pounds, I choose to receive it as a loving nudge instead of an assault. Once she is perched comfortably on my pancreas, her motor flips on. And when I tell you, that purr could peel the paint off the Sistine Chapel, and again, I'm not exactly thrilled about this as I am still regaining consciousness from REM sleep, it's darn cute. And after all, no one knows why cats purr, so I decide, as I start to become lucid, that I might as well just join the human race in not fully getting that particular mystery. Eventually, Teeny seeks greener pastures, and by greener pastures, I mean the extremely generously proportioned shoulders I got from being on crutches for 6 months when I was 13. Teeny has figured this out, so her next move is to head north, where she plants herself squarely on my chest, just below my collarbone, and commences to knead my quasi-linebackers like she is making the biscuits of all biscuits that ever were biscuits. Amazingly, she knows not to use her talons. Her little black toe beans, constructed of toasty warm velvet, are blessedly the only implements she wields. This is about the time I start giggling, first softly and then uproariously, at the absurdity of this tiny, stealthy animal macerating my fleshy shoulder into oblivion, burbling with an intensity that makes me marvel that her minuscule purr maker doesn't just pop right out of her perfect little mouth. Kittens being kittens, yes, it's cute. You might be wondering, how or why do I surmise this has anything to do with motherhood? As I observed my sister and my close friends becoming mothers over the years, one of the things I was gobsmacked by was the absolute fascination they had with almost anything their kids did. And not just the expected things like first steps, first words, or first laughter, but also that really adorable time that Lizzie ate a box of gummy bears, drank a Mountain Dew, and then puked all over the clearance rack at Marshall's. It seemed there was almost nothing that wasn't interesting, captivating, or at least completely and genuinely tolerated, even if it created some chaos and required effort, time, or energy from the mom. I wondered often to myself, how do moms love their kids so much that they find almost everything they do not just worthy, but downright darling? And then I got this kitten, and let me tell you, the girl who never wanted kids, who grew up to be the woman who loves sleeping as much as most people love The Bachelor, has relinquished all sense of her previous self-centeredness to this wee, noisy, completely clueless little feline who simply cannot manage to stay still in bed when it's nowhere near time for her next round of fancy feast. She's got to get some body heat. She's got to rearrange my innards. She's got to make those biscuits. And she's got to do it all while I am basically unconscious. Until I'm not anymore, because as I wake to find myself turned into some kind of playground for an animal that shares 97% of its DNA with a cougar, I find myself utterly, irrationally charmed. And I am pretty sure that is the closest I'll ever get to knowing what it's like to be a mom. For a moment, it all clicks into place. And I'm reminded that one of the best things about being human is that we get to experience wildly unconditional love for the smallest, most beloved creatures in our care. Being the human mama of this particular tiny, worrying, needing, dancing on my organs little miracle while she engages in these hijinks every morning helps me remember that it's going to be okay. And anyway, I'm awake now, and it's almost time to get up and have a Pop-Tart. Brown sugar cinnamon only, please, with butter. With butter. I'm literally shocked. I did not know that was a thing you could do. That's crazy. You can add something to a Pop-Tart and you can add butter to it. That opens up a whole new dimension. Not for me because I have high cholesterol and I'm celiac, but for all of you out there with normal cholesterol levels who can still eat wheat, get after it and go add some butter to a Pop-Tart. That is wild. God, I wish I could experience that. Good golly. This is what It's Going to Be Okay is all about, folks. It's Going to Be Okay is doing a lot of work. It is unpredictable. We never know what it will be, and we especially don't know when they come from you, our listeners. You can send us an email like Susan did. Our email address is igtbo@feelingsand.co. Our phone number is 612-568-4441. This is a production of Feelings & Co. Our team is Marcel Malikibu, Claire McInerney, who produced this episode, Michelle Planton, and Grace Berry. This episode was mixed by Amanda Romani, and our theme music is by Secret Audio. This episode of It's Going to Be Okay was brought to you by The Hartford. Employee benefits have always been hard to understand. They're even tough for employers to explain, which just makes it worse for people like you and me. The Hartford knows there's a better way. They're a leading group benefits provider that's using familiar language to get straight to the point when it comes to the benefits they offer. Because if your benefits sound confusing, who's going to know how to actually use them? Learn more at thehartford.com/benefits.